6 to 9 on Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
What was some of the nicknames that were flying around at school? Maybe it was your personal nickname. Or what nickname did your teachers have? We had a science teacher, Mr. McBride. Can't remember his first name. Doesn't matter. When we got there, when I got to the school, they were like, Krusty. I was like, why Krusty? Why? No, Krusty the Clown.
Oh.
Ricky, I'm showing you the picture. I've shown success from The Simpsons.
Yes.
That is the spitting image of our science teacher.
So that character is loosely based on your science teacher's life and looks.
Honestly, yeah, exactly. Wow. And he was mullet-y's like that as well.
I had a friend yet. I'm not going to mention his name. Going to kill me. We were at school together, but he had a very big head. So we used to call him Copper. But you know, he was huge, so a lot of guys got their hiding from him afterwards, after school, actually. Yeah, but Copper was a good guy. A good guy.
Russell, be honest with us, was it you? Did you have that nickname?
Eh? I'm gonna small it. So maybe I'm Kopis.
Kopis.
Yeah.
You know, you brought something back to my memory as well. We also had a boy in school who had, he started out with Kopper as a nickname. And then another guy decided, no, his nickname was Onion. And he would call him Onion. Kids can be so, I mean, you can carry that with you into life, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up being called Plunky.
Plunky. Why?
Yeah. Because I was very skinny and tall and just very awkwardly, you know, like a little plunky.
This must be nice, eh?
Shame. And then did that nickname remain with you for your entire schooling career? Plunky.
No. So most of my schooling career, but then after, I think it was grade 10 or grade 11, I started to grow into my body. And then it changed from Plunky to Melons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Milani. So that's where the melons came from, hey?
Exactly.
Are you still called Melons? Asking for a friend.
No, thank you. No.
In primary school, we had a teacher called, we called him Babyface. Because when he started working there, we saw him as a butch type of person. He had a big beard and he was built big. He was a big guy. And one day he came to school and he shaved everything. And it almost looked like he didn't have any chin. That's why we called him Babyface.
I know the feeling. When I shave, people don't recognize me. My wife doesn't even recognize me. She just stares at me. She's like, you're a different person.
My nickname was Tomato Face in school because I'm a ginger. And when I would, when we were practicing for sports, I'd get very red in the face when I exercised. So I got the name Tomato Face.
Shame, Charles. I'm sorry about that. I would have gone with Ninja if I were you.
So should we bring Phil into this or not?
Yeah, we can.
The spokesperson for the gingers.
Got to find Phil.
Shut up.
So one of our best mates in high school, his name, we knew him as Storky, as in Beanstalk. Mm-hmm. Of course, his actual surname was De Korte.
Oh, wow. That is so sharp.
And then I had a teacher at also at the same high school whose surname was Nivot. And of course we knew him as Hoti. And he was our teacher.
Hoti? And what teacher was he?
He was our woodwork teacher.
Oh, come on.
Classic.
Stop it.
So, yeah, nicknames and such. Back in primary school when I was a little smaller than I am now, my ears were a little larger than the rest of my head. So the kids being kids decided they were going to call me Dumbo and Buckwood and a couple other names, which did their damage. It kind of bothered me a little bit. But then once I made it to high school, they changed it up and they called me something completely different. And it confused everyone because I laughed at it because I thought it was quite clever. The one guy gestured at my ears and he goes, so how many channels do you get there, Telcom? And I laughed at him and no one could understand what was so funny. And then I'm like, oh, that's original. Thanks for the new nickname, guys. And I never let them bother me about it ever again.
Well done.
Now, the question I have for Gareth is, he now working in telecommunications? Is he a DSTV installer? Because that would just be perfect roundup to that story. Thank you, Gareth. Francois now.
Hi, Rele. Hope it goes good. So, the bynaam thing. So, this is just to say, there's a bynaam. It was my short name. It's then 6 grad 8, and you die matrix for your name gegeven. And this is now where you're going to sit for the volgende jaar. Hopelijk nie twee nie, as jy het geskit kan kry. Maar ja, my naam in standaard 6 was Kiewiet.
Kiewiet?
Ja, Kiewiet. En ek moes vir die skoolhoof vertel hoekom my naam Kiewiet is. En die rede wat hulle vir my gegeet is, want die Kiewiet het gespikkelde eiers. Lekke dag vir julle.
Dankie, François. So.
Ja man, stap vroeg in die oggend met
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up
with Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.